Hi, my name is Zoe and I want to talk to you today about handling criticism as a primary caregiver. There's some thankless jobs and being a caregiver to someone challenged with mental illness can sometimes, not always though, seem like one of the thankless ones. Let's take a look very briefly at how you may be feeling right now as an unappreciated caregiver. Number one. Being a caregiver, you may feel unappreciated by even the one you're caring for. They may not show or communicate very well. They are thankful for your selflessness. With those challenged with mental illness in particular, they have particular challenges with their minds, and therefore, you unfortunately may be the last person on their mind. This can bring feelings of pain and rejection. Number two, your relentless devotion to something that creates a lot of stigma and negativity, such as mental illness, may not be seen as noble. You may even attract criticism from extended family and friends. They may voice their concern about your well-being and may pressurize you to take care of you and possibly get on with your life over caring for someone that should just get a grip or snap out of it. Number three, there may be rising tensions between family members. It may seem that everyone has their own agenda or everyone has their own views on how things should be handled. This creates turbulent emotions, especially when you're looking to those members to validate your efforts. So what can you do? Getting criticism, especially from family members and friends whom you think should be more supportive and compassionate, can be hard in a nutshell. Number one, remember everyone is handling the diagnosis differently. Handling a diagnosis of mental illness can be very traumatic. Different emotions may be evoked from different family members. Some may distance themselves, others may feel blame as they choose the wrong awkward moments to bring up the past. They may be resentful or even angry. As for the primary caregiver, as the primary caregiver, you would also have to play the psychologist and the bigger one here. You have a lot on your plate than to dwell on things that will upset you no end. Make allowances for their behavior. Do not have a slinging match. No one wins in slinging matches. Number two, remember that criticism is not always about something to do with you. Criticisms in these times may not necessarily be about you, even though it is directed at you. This is where playing psychologist comes in, and also guarding your tongue. Criticisms may be more to do with the person dishing it out rather than something you are doing. It could arise due to guilt on their part, feelings of hopelessness, unresolved issues between them and the one being looked after, and a million other reasons. If you remember the criticism is not always about something to do with you, it will help lower the heat of the moment. Number three, share responsibilities. Sometimes criticism can arise because the other party is feeling left out. Being a caregiver takes up time and a lot of energy. Ask the criticizer for help in some things like doing the shopping, laundry, etc. If it is forthcoming, welcome it and show appreciation. Sometimes, with delegation of tasks, the criticizer can appreciate what you do or develop more respect for what you're doing. If help is not forthcoming, then at least you've asked, and it is clear that the criticizer might just be blowing a lot of hot air. And gently remind them in future when they are on their next criticism spree that you asked them for help and it was not forthcoming. Number four, minimize contact. Sometimes for your health and for the greater goal, you need to minimize contact with those that criticize you. If they're not helping or encouraging you, then you do not need to be taking their calls day and night or being around when they visit your loved one. Even the Bible says in Psalm 1 not to sit in the company of mockers. So pray for them or talk about everything else except your caregiving. If that is not possible, minimize contact.